This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning, understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, ya Amatallah, walhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our previous majlis, we completed lesson number 20 from the series Durusul Lughatil Arabiyyati Lighayri Natiqina Biha, the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking students, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, ya Amatallah, that's 20 lessons done, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we move on to lesson number 21. The contents of lesson number 21, the madmoon, the contents, that it is a revision lesson, mashaAllah. Revision of whatever we've covered so far, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, ya Amatallah, in our previous majlis, in lesson number 20, lesson number 19, what did we cover? We covered the matters pertaining to numbers, walhamdulillah. Numbers. Kitabun wahidun, sayaratun wahidatun. Excellent. When it comes to 1 and 2, the number comes after the item which is being counted, and it is as a na'at, it's a describing word, walhamdulillah. Whereas, with regards to numbers 3 to 10, then there are special rules which apply. Example, if we are counting tulab, we are counting students, four male students. So the plural of talib is tulab. So the number before it, which would be four would be feminine. Arba'atu طُلَّابٍ أَرْبَعَةُ طُلَّابٍ. And the relationship between these two words is a مُضَافٍ and مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ relationship. If we were counting five female students, we would say خَمْسُ طَالِبَاتٍ خَمْسُ طَالِبَاتٍ. Whatever the gender of what you are counting, then the number before it will be the opposite in gender. Here we are counting five female students. So female students, we look at the singular word طالبتن, طالبتن. Well, طالبتن is feminine, so the number before it will be masculine. خمسو طالباتن, خمسو طالباتن, والحمدلله. بإذن الله تعالى يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We move on to lesson number 21. And as was mentioned, this is a revision lesson, والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مدرستي. ما معنى مدرستي؟ مدرسة يعني مدرسة means a school. مدرستي, my school. هذه مدرستي. This is my school. هذه. Why هذه? Because مدرسة is feminine. So هذه مدرستي. This is my school. هي قريبة من المسجد. هي. ما معنى هي? هي can mean it and it can also mean she. Here we are talking about a school, so obviously it means it. هي قريبة من المسجد. Here it. قريبة من المسجد. It is close to the masjid. It is close from the masjid. The school is close from the masjid. هي مدرسة كبيرة. MashaAllah. Describe the school. هي مدرسة كبيرة. It is a big school. لها, it has, belongs to it, ثلاثة أبواب. MashaAllah. ثلاثة أبواب. ما معنى أبواب? أبواب is the plural of باب. So أبواب, mashaAllah, it has three doors. So باب in its singular form is masculine. And so the number before it, if we want to count three doors, the number before it must be feminine, opposite in terms of gender. ثَلَاثَةُ أَبْوَابٍ ثَلَاثَةُ أَبْوَابٍ And the relationship between both of them, ثَلَاثَةُ أَبْوَابٍ مُضَاف مُضَافٌ إِلَيْهِ أبوابها مفتوحة الآن أبوابها أبوابها doors doors it its doors أبوابها its doors مفتوحة are open الآن are open now أبوابها مفتوحة الآن why did we say مفتوحة أبوابها its doors Its doors, maftuhatun, what's open? The doors are open. Its doors are open. The madrasa's doors are open. Why did we say maftuhatun? What is maftuhatun? Maftuhatun is open. And this open is related to the madrasa or it's related to the doors? It's related to the doors. And so why are we using a feminine maftuhatun? Because remember the rule that non-aqil, plural treated as singular feminine, non-rational or non-human, plural treated as singular feminine, and so here abwab, abwab will be treated as a singular feminine. Abwabuha maftuhatun al-ana, its doors are open now, mashallah. Let's read that one more time. هذه مدرستي هي قريبة من المسجد هي مدرسة كبيرة لها ثلاثة أبواب أبوابها مفتوحة الآن ما شاء الله في المدرسة فصول كثيرة في المدرسة فصول كثيرة في المدرسة in the school فصول كثيرة there are many classrooms why did we say كثيرة feminine because fusul is a non-rational plural treated as singular feminine fusulun kathiratun it's describing classrooms non-rational plural kathiratun mashallah so the describing word is treating fusul as a singular feminine word hadha fasluna hadha fasluna this is our classroom وهو فصل واسع It's a فصل واسع What's واسع? It is big, it is wide, it is expansive, it is large in size, mashallah. جيد هو فصل واسع It's not ضيق, it's not constricted or narrow Rather it is spacious, mashallah. That's the best word It is spacious, واسع, spacious فيه نافذتان كبيرتان In it, there are two big windows. فيه نافذتان two windows. كبيرتان two big windows. Remember, this is the dual form. We have بابٌ, then we have بابانِ, and then we have أبوابٌ. Arabic language, you have the singular, the dual, and then the plural. So we have ولدٌ, وَلَدَانِ And then we have أولادٌ ما شاء الله We have سيارةٌ We have سيارتانِ And then we have سياراتٌ كبيرتانِ There are two big windows وَفِيهِ مَكَاتِبُ وَكَرَاسِيُّ وَفِيهِ مَكَاتِبُ وَكَرَاسِيُّ And in it there are desks and there are chairs مَكَاتِبُ and كَرَاسِيُّ Something about this plural, it is the plural of مَكْتَبٌ مَكْتَبٌ is a desk, plural مَكَاتِبُ كُرْسِيٌ is a chair, كَرَاسِيُّ are chairs. Now these two plurals, they are technically diptotes. Plurals in the scale of mafa'ilu, mafa'ilu, then they are diptotes. And we'll learn more about diptotes in our next lesson, inshallah. Remember, all female names which end with that ta marbuta, then they are diptotes. In fact, all female names are diptotes. So, for example, you have Fatima too. We have Aisha too. We have Sumayya too. You do not say Sumayyatun. You do not say Fatimatun. These are diptotes. And we'll learn more about that in our next lesson, inshallah. وفيه سبورة كبيرة, and in it there is a big chalkboard. سبورة chalkboard كبيرة. هذا مكتب المدرس وذاك كرسيه. هذا مكتب المدرس. This is the teacher's desk. وذاك and that. ذاك is similar to ذلك. It's the same as ذلك. And that كرسيه. كرسيه meaning his chair. كرسي chair. كرسيه his chair. وتلك مكاتب الطلاب. And those are the students' desks, desks of the students. وَكَرَاسِيُّهُمْ and their chairs. وَتِلْكَ مَكَاتِبُ الطُّلَّابِ وَكَرَاسِيُّهُمْ وَتِلْكَ مَكَاتِبُ الطُّلَّابِ وَكَرَاسِيُّهُمْ. ممتاز. مكتب المدرس كبير. Teacher's desk is big. ومكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. ومكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. Why صغيرة feminine? Because مكاتب non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. So our describing word is singular feminine. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. In our classroom there are 10 male students. عشرة طلاب. طلاب in its singular form is طالب, and طالب is masculine, so the number before it will be feminine. عشرة طلاب. In our classroom there are 10 students. وهم من بلاد مختلفة. وهم and they من from بلاد. Bilad means countries. مختلفتين. What type of countries? Different countries. Bilad is the plural, so the describing word after it treats it as singular feminine. مختلفتين is feminine. مختلفتين is feminine. Why? Because bilad is non-rational plural treated as singular feminine. وهم من بلاد مختلفتين, and they are from different countries. So in this, in our classroom, there are 10 male students and they are from different countries. هذا محمد وهو من اليابان. This is Muhammad and he is from Japan. وهذا خالد وهو من الصين. And this is Khalid and he is from China. وهذا أحمد وهو من الهند. And this is Ahmed and he is from India. Take note, we said Muhammad, we said Khalid, but here we say Ahmed. Why? Because Ahmed is a diptote. Ahmed is a diptote, allergic to double dhamma, double fatha, double kasra. Why is it a diptote? We will learn in our next lesson, insha'Allah. So Ahmed is from India. وَهَذَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَهُوَ مِنْ غَانَا. And this is إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَهُوَ مِنْ غَانَا. He is from Ghana. And his name, Ibrahim, is also a diptote. Why? Because in its origin, it's not an Arabic name. وهذا إسماعيل وهو من نيجيريا. And this is إسماعيل. He is from Nigeria. Same with إسماعيل. It is a diptote. You cannot say إسماعيل. You cannot say إسماعيلا. You cannot say إسماعيل. وهذا عمار وهو من ماليزيا. This is عمار from Malaysia. وهذا علي وهو من أمريكا. And this is Ali and he is from America. Oh, we missed out something. وهذا يوسف وهو من إنكلترا. This is Yusuf. He is from England. وهذا بيرم وهو من تركيا. His name is Bayram. He is from Turkey. وهذا عمار وهو من ماليزيا. وهذا علي وهو من أمريكا. This is Ali from America. وهذا أبو بكر. وهذا أبو بكر وهو من اليونان. And he is from Greece. Yunnan, he is from Greece, mashallah. So no doubt, they have students in their classroom from all over the world. Walhamdulillah, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, wherever you are from, whatever your color might be, but it is that cement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah which binds every one of us together. هم من بلاد مختلفات, they are from different countries. ولغاتهم مختلفات, and their languages, لغاتهم مختلفات, their languages are different. وألوانهم مختلفات, their ألوان, their colors, their skin colors are different. ولكن دينهم واحد, but دينهم, their deen, their religion, ولكن دينهم واحد, their religion is one. وربهم واحد, and their رب is one. ونبيهم واحد, and their نبي is one. وقبلتهم واحدة, and their قبلة is also one. هم مسلمون, they are Muslims. والمسلمون إخوة, سبحان الله. والمسلمون إخوة, and Muslims are brothers. والمسلمون إخوة, and Muslims are brothers. هذا مدرسنا, هذا مدرسنا, this is our teacher. هذا مدرسنا, when we said this is our school, we said هذه مدرستنا, هذه مدرستنا, this is our school. هذه مدرستي, this is my school. How do we say this is our teacher? هذا مدرسنا, this is our teacher. اسمه الشيخ بلال, his name is Sheikh Bilal. اسمه الشيخ بلال, وهو من المدينة, and he is from Medina, ما شاء الله. وهو من المدينة, وهو رجل صالح, and he is a righteous man. وهو, and he is رجل صالح, he is a man who is صالح. Describing him, he is صالح. صالح means righteous. نحن نحبه كثيرا, we love him a lot. نحن, we, نحبه, love him, كثيرا, a lot, we love him a lot, والحمد لله, ما شاء الله, تبارك الله. As we mentioned, brothers and sisters, this lesson is a revision lesson, والحمد لله. And so we have covered in this lesson many of the aspects that we've already learned previously, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Let us look at tamareen exercises number one. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية, answer the following questions. أين هذه المدرسة؟ أين هذه المدرسة؟ Where is this school? أين هذه المدرسة؟ Where is this school? So your answer would be, هي قريبة من المسجد. هي قريبة من المسجد. It is close to the masjid. كم بابا لها؟ How many doors does it have? كم بابا لها؟ كم, how many, بابا, doors in the singular form after كم. كم بابا لها belongs to it. How many doors does it have? جواب, لها ثلاثة أبواب. لها ثلاثة أبواب. It has three doors. لها ثلاثة أبواب. Number three. أمغلقة أبوابها الآن أم مفتوحة؟ أمغلقة, ألف of questioning. أمغلقة is closed. أبوابها, its doors. Now, الآن, أم مفتوحة؟ Are its doors closed now or are they open? Are its doors closed now or are they open? جواب, أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. Its doors are open now. أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. Its doors are open now. ممتاز. Number four. كم نافذة في هذا الفصل؟ كم نافذة في هذا الفصل؟ How many windows in this classroom? How many windows in this classroom? كم نافذة في هذا الفصل؟ كم نافذة في هذا الفصل؟ جواب, في هذا الفصل, there will be a full answer. في هذا الفصل, in this classroom. في هذا الفصل, or shorter answer would be فيه. فيه نافذتان كبيرتان. فيه نافذتان كبيرتان. فيه نافذتان كبيرتان. In it are two big windows. كم نافذة في هذا الفصل. How many windows in this classroom? فيه نافذتان كبيرتان. In it are two big windows. كم طالبا في هذا الفصل. ما شاء الله. كم طالبا. ما معنى أيها الإخوة. ما معنى كم طالبا في هذا الفصل. كم طالبا. What means كم طالبا في هذا الفصل. How many students in this classroom. ممتاز. جواب فيه. In it. فيه عشرة طلاب. عشرة طلاب. فيه عشرة طلاب. فيه عشرة طلاب. أكلهم من بلاد واحد. أكلهم من بلاد واحد. أكلهم من بلد واحد. Are all of them from one country. أكلهم من بلد واحد. أكلهم من بلد واحد. Are all of them. أكل ألف of questioning. أكل is every. كلهم is every one of them. من from. بلد from country. واحد from one country. لا. Your answer is لا. And then comma. هم من بلاد مختلفة. هم من بلاد مختلفة. They are from different countries. هم من بلاد مختلفة. They are from different countries. ممتاز. من أين أبو بكر. من أين أبو بكر. هو من اليونان. هو من اليونان. من أين أحمد. من أين أحمد. هو من الهند. هو من الهند. من أين يوسف. من أين. من أين يوسف. هو من إنكلترا. من أين محمد. من أين. من أين محمد. جواب هو من اليابان. هو من اليابان. من مدرسهم. من مدرسهم. Who's their teacher. من مدرسهم. من هو مدرسهم. Their teacher. Who's their teacher. من مدرسهم. Your full answer could be مدرسهم الشيخ بلال. مدرسهم الشيخ بلال. مدرسهم الشيخ بلال. من أين هو. From where is he. من أين هو. هو من المدينة. هو. هو من المدينة. ما شاء الله. هو. هو من المدينة. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا. ضع هذه العلامة أمام الجمل الصحيحة وهذه العلامة أمام الجمل التي ليست صحيحة. Basically true or false. True or false. Exercise number 2. That put a tick in front of that sentence which is correct and put a cross in front of the sentence which is incorrect. In relation obviously to our passage which we've already read. مدرستي قريبة من المطار. مدرستي قريبة من المطار. My school is close to the airport. صحيح أم غير صحيح. Is this correct or incorrect? This sentence is incorrect. Why? Because the مدرسة is close to the masjid. مدرستي قريبة من المسجد. مدرستي قريبة من المسجد. Not the مطار. Not the airport. Number 2. لها ثلاثة أبواب. لها ثلاثة أبواب. صحيحة. This is correct. Number 3. أبوابها مغلقة الآن. أبوابها مغلقة الآن. Its doors are closed now. Incorrect. Its doors are open right now. أبوابها مفتوحة الآن. Number 4. مكاتب الطلاب كبيرة. مكاتب الطلاب كبيرة. The students' desks are big. لا, incorrect. مكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. مكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. مكاتب الطلاب صغيرة. Next one. مكتب المدرس كبير. مكتب المدرس كبير. The teacher's desk is big. مكتب المدرس كبير. صحيح. That is correct. مكتب المدرس كبير. Correct. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. في فصلنا عشرة طلاب. صحيح. That is correct. عمار من اليوناني. عمار من اليوناني. Is عمار from يونان؟ No, Abu Bakr min al-Yunani. Abu Bakr min al-Yunani. Abu Bakr min al-Yunani. As for brother Ammar, Ammar min Malaysia. Ammar min Malaysia. Mumtaz. Number 8. Bayramu min Turkiya. Bayramu min Turkiya. Sahih, that is correct. Yusufu min Malaysia. La. Incorrect. Yusufu min Inkaltara. Yusufu min Inkaltara is from England. Mudarrisuna min al-Madinati. Mudarrisuna min al-Madinati. Our teacher is from Medina. That is correct. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 3. They want you to put the various countries mentioned in the lesson into categories. Are they from Asia, Asia? Are they from Ifriqiya, Africa? Or are they from Uruba, Europe? So let's go through the various countries. Hind, that is in Asia. Ghana, Ifriqiya. Nigeria, that's under Ifriqiya. Inkaltara, that's from Uruba. Turkiya is in... Well, half. Turkey is half in Asia and half in Uruba. Ammar is from Malaysia. Malaysia falls within Asia. As for America, well, that's a continent on its own. And Abu Bakr is from Yunan. Yunan is in Uruba. Alhamdulillah. Al-kalimatu al-jadidatu, new words. Al-maktabu, jam' plural makatibu, the desk, and plural desks. Al-lawnu, what's loan? Loan is color. Plural alwanun, alwanun, colors. Walakin means but. But somebody mentions that famous book, uridu an atuba walakin. I want to make toba, but I want to repent, but I've got all of these excuses. Allahumma musta'an. Al-kursiyu, karasiyu. Kursiyu, al-kursiyu, the chair. Karasiyu, that's chairs. Al-qiblatu, the qibla. Dhaka and dhalika mean the same thing, which is that. Dhalika and dhaka both mean that. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, with that we've completed lesson number 21, walhamdulillah. We only have 2 lessons left in this book, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. In our next majlis, lesson number 22 and 23, we will be going through diptotes. We will be going through diptotes. Diptotes, these words which are allergic to tanween. They do not take double dhamma, double fatha, double kasra, etc. Example, aminatu. Example, Hamzatu. Example, Uthmanu. Example, Ahmadu. Example, Ibrahimu. Example, the word Ahmaru. Various colors. Azraku, Akhdaru, etc. And we will discuss that in further detail in our next majlis, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. As for now, we move on to a maxim from the Noble Quran. A qa'ida, a super major important principle from the Noble Quran. And this is maxim number 26. Allah states in Surah Hujurat, verse number 6, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. that if a fasiq comes to you with information, somebody who's not really reliable, not really trustworthy, this is an open sunnah, etc., he comes to you with information, then verify it. Verify this information, subhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, this qa'idah deals with our relationship with one another. And the full verse in Surah Hujurat states, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. O you who believe, if there comes to you a fasiq with information, then verify it. أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَ, lest you cause harm to a people while you are in a state of ignorance. You took this news, this information for granted, you thought it was true, and then technically after this, you hurt some people, subhanAllah, due to that information. You harmed individuals due to ignorance. فَتُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. And then later on, you will regret this action of yours. Allahumma musta'an. The Mufassirin state that this verse was related to a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who was put in charge of collecting the zakah from a certain tribe, and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him, but he soon returned and he claimed that these people they wanted to attack him, they did not want to pay, and they threatened him, etc., and so he rushed back. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets a force ready and they head out to face that tribe. On the way, this tribe comes to Medina al-Munawwara. What are you people here for? We're here because, you know, we owe you this money. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, but what about my collector that I sent to you people? What collector are you talking about? There's no collector that came to us. Nobody came to us. We don't know anything about this. Allahumma musta'an. So now the matter was made clear and apparent that the collector, he returned and he lied. He returned, he lied. He was not threatened. Allahumma musta'an. So Allah states, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba fatabayyanu an tusibu qawman bijahala fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimeen. That if this information comes to you via a fasiq, then verify this information lest you cause harm to any people, subhanAllah. And how much are we in need of this reminder, brothers and sisters, especially in this day of social media. How fast it is, how easy it is for us to pass on rumors, for us to pass on information which is not true. There's an earthquake happening here. There's a high storm coming from this direction. So and so said such and such. This alim did such and such. This person is up to no good. These people are doing that. This company did. Ya Allah, Allahu musta'an. Then within the family, this person said and this one did. And we don't know. And many a times we don't even need to know. Allahu musta'an. And then we pass on this information. How much of lies have been attributed to our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We pass on a very nice message, you know, read this and do this, and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said such and such. But when in reality, he never said such and such. There's no reference for this matter. There's no verification with regards to this matter. If I lie against Ahmed, Ilyas and Sumayya, it's bad. How much worse it is if I lie against the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah. And we pass on this information without verification, without finding out whether it's true, whether it's not true. Allahumma musta'an. And how many a times we cause harm upon ourselves and upon others. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah. We also find another qira'ah of this verse which states, fata thabbatu, that make sure it's true, verify this matter. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kafa bil mar'i kadhiba an yuhaditha bikulli ma sami'a. It is enough for a person to be regarded as a liar if he passes on everything that he hears. You heard it, you're not sure whether it's true or not, you just pass it along. Allahumma musta'an. You can be called a liar just for that action. Allahumma musta'an. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, let us not be from amongst those who just pass on information left, right and center. Especially if it is to do with some sort of negative sentiment with regards to any person. This Mawlana or that Sheikh or this Da'iya or this woman, or you know, she's like this and he's like that and they did this and these people did that. And you know, information which is negative, information which is slander, that type of information requires double verification, subhanAllah. Allahumma musta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. We also find from this verse, we learn that if somebody who is honest, somebody who is trustworthy comes to you with information, then alhamdulillah, we accept this information. Allah mentions, if the fasiq comes to you with information, verify. Well, if the one who is true, he is honest, he is reliable, trustworthy, responsible, comes to you with information, then we don't second doubt them, we trust them, alhamdulillah. We also find with regards to this this verse, this is with regards to matters that, you know, I might not be sure about, I cannot pass it on. How much worse it is when I know that this is a lie and I still pass it along. I know that this is a lie against Ahmed, against Sumayya, but I pass it along, you know, let it go to the next person, let these rumors spread. Allahumma musta'an, how great that would be in terms of a sin. So Allah mentions again, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiq binaba' fatabayyanu. Make sure that you verify this information, subhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, a few verses from the Noble Quran. Allah mentions, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. From amongst the various du'as that we make, رَبَّنَا, our Rabb, آتِنَا, give to us, فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً, in this dunya, grant us hasana, good. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and in the akhirah, hasana, also give us hasana there. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and قِنَا, protect us, save us. عذاب النار, save us from the punishment of the fire. Another dua, اللهم إني أسألك, اللهم O Allah, إني, verily I, أسألك, I ask you, أسألو, I ask, أسألك, I ask you, علما نافعا, علما, knowledge, what type of knowledge, describe this knowledge, نافعا, beneficial knowledge, وعملا, and action, mutaqabbala, which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amalan mutaqabbala wa rizqan, and sustenance, tayyiba, which is good, which is pure sustenance, which is quality sustenance. Walhamdulillah. Another dua, Rabbi shrahli, Rabbi, my Rabb, ishrah, expand, li, for myself. Expand what? Sadri, expand for me my chest. Wayassir li, and make easy for me amri, my affairs, my matters. Wahlul, wahlul, and break. Uqdatan min lisani, break the knots from my tongue. This was the dua of Musa alayhi salam, and break the knots from my tongue. وَحْلُلْ عُقَدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي, it would stammer, you know, make my speech clear. وَحْلُلْ عُقَدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي, let them understand my statements, whatever I say, let them understand. رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, my Rabb, increase me in knowledge, subhanAllah. Jayid, we also find another dua, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي, O Allah, I أسألك, I ask you الهدى, I ask you for هدى, for guidance. والتقى, and piety. والعفاف, and chastity. والغنى, and independence. I don't want to be needy upon anyone. اللهم إني أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. Famous dua, والحمد لله. Another verse, or rather a hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خياركم الذين, or rather حسن الظن من حسن العبادة, حسن الظن من حسن العبادة, that having good thoughts about people, this is also from good worship. جايد. من تشبه بقوم من تشبه whoever imitates من تشبه whoever imitates من تشبه بقوم whoever imitates a people فهو منهم فهو then he is from them من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم لا تدخل الملائكة the angels do not enter بيتاً a house فيه كلب in which there is a dog the angels do not enter a house wherein there is a dog ولا تصاوير nor a house where there are these pictures hung about everywhere our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم also said أكثروا ذكر هذه اللذات increase your remembrance أكثروا كثير increase أكثروا أكثروا ذكر increase your remembrance increase your remembrance هذه اللذات the destroyer the cutter the breaker of desires increase your remembrance of the breaker of desires what's it الموت الموت death سبحان الله من تواضع لله رفعه الله من تواضع لله رفعه الله whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him Allah will elevate him إنما القبر روضة من رياض الجنة إنما القبر verily the grave روضة it is a garden من رياض الجنة from the gardens of Jannah أو حفرة من حفر النار or it is a pit it is a ditch it's a pit from amongst the pits of the hellfire أو حفرة من حفر النار من حفر النار الله المستعان or it is a pit from amongst the pits of the hellfire الله المستعان we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for knowledge which is beneficial we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rizq which is طيبة we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for actions which are accepted يا عبد الله يا أمة الله until we meet again may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all khair and barakah هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته